This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
On Wednesdays at this time, we love to chat about what's happening and what's going down in the environment. We know we're called to be good stewards. We know we need to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. But when you find out that they're a collection of hardworking people that over the past few years have successfully been able to remove over 2.5 million kilograms of plastic before it even reaches the ocean, we're not doing what we ought to be doing, because that plastic shouldn't be in the river in the first place. But let's find out more about the Litterboom Project. On the line with me this morning, Jihad Jacobs, Cape Town's Operations Manager of the Litterboom Project. Jihad, good morning and welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Brad. How are you?
I'm very, very good. I trust you well too. You guys are doing some fantastic work. That must fill you with a lot of pride to know that the work you do matters so much.
Yeah, it does. not much people know what's actually happening in our rivers until they see it.
Yeah, that's true. Now, I've been part of a beach cleanup before. And when we were chatting to the guy who was leading this beach cleanup, boy oh boy, Gio, did we fill bags on that beach in Milnerton on that day. I mean, that and they were saying, you know, all of this stuff comes down via the rivers. And here on the beach, you guys have jumped in and said, let's get it before it reaches the beaches. That seems to be part of your strategy.
Yes. So we basically have booms laid down in the river. It's a black pipe that runs across the river.
Mm-hmm.
We got about six in the black river. Yeah, so just to give you numbers for this year, from Jan until now, we have removed 275,000 kgs.
Wow.
Out of rivers.
So the big question,
and
we need
beaches.
Yeah. So the big question is, why is that stuff there in the first place? There needs to be something happening upstream where something needs to change. What needs to change, Jihad? Is it education? How do we make the change?
Yeah, so it's basically the education part. Some people just don't know where the waste goes to. But what I can say is they need to know, when the illegal dumping happens, like they throw their stuff in the river, it goes to the ocean.
Mm.
The fish think it's fish. They eat the litter. And then at the end of the day, we eat the fish, and all of that waste that the fish ate lands in our bodies.
Yeah, I've read that myself, and that's a scary idea if you think about that. You guys aren't only active. I know you're the ops manager here in Cape Town, but you, as the Litterboom Project, you're not only operational in Cape Town. Where else are you doing your great work?
So we're also based in the Durban area.
Ah, so how did you come to get involved, Jihad? I mean, people who get involved in stuff like this have got a big heart and a desire for change. Tell us your story. How did you get involved with the Litterboom Project?
Yeah, so I used to also work for a recycling company. Then I wanted to change my niche to more environmental solutions.
Mm.
And then, I found the Litterboom. And then I was new to everything. And then I also learned a lot, like what happens. Yeah, I never knew what's happening in our river until I started working there.
What happens to all of that? I mean, just for the last 9 months, 275,000 kilograms of plastic. And if you think about how light a plastic water bottle is, for example, it just gives you an idea of how much you must be collecting for it to be 3/4 of a ton. What happens next? Once your booms, the plastic booms, have captured or trapped all of the stuff, what happens next?
Yeah, so at the litter boom, most of the stuff goes to the solid waste, and then the recyclables we obviously remove and we recycle that. And then there's a few recyclables that we use, we melt down, and we make other things with it.
Like what kind of things?
Like the combs, the planter stakes, things like that.
That's
interesting. So we recycle, and then, yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the community involvement, because I'm sure it takes a lot of hands and a lot of willy people who don't mind getting wet to get in there and get all of that plastic out there. Tell us about the teams that you work with.
Yeah, so we are mainly focused in the rivers, but we do the community cleanups as well. We do the beach cleanups as well. There is some people that's willing to help, some people that's willing to get dirty, and then there obviously are some people that's not willing to do it due to the smells and things like that. But wherever we work, we try to employ people from those communities for the specific time period.
And the process of the litter booms, I know that was started back in 2017 by your founder, Cameron. I'm sure you connect with him perhaps from time to time. Does he have other plans up his sleeve? Because once guys start and they see things being successful, then they're always thinking bigger, these visionaries. Do you have any idea what he might have up his sleeve next for you guys?
He is full of surprises, so I am not really sure. I'm not really sure. That's not something I can answer at the moment, but I'm sure he has plans.
Yeah, I'm sure. If you're finding something being successful as this, maybe being sent out to other rivers in around South Africa, perhaps?
Yeah, so we're not only focused in the Black River, we're in the Lotus River as well. The big Lotus River, and then I'm also looking at other rivers as well. So we've been out to Sut River as well. It's a disaster that side as well. So yeah, we're expanding very rapidly at the moment.
Yeah, so I'm very curious about, I know that the Little Boom Project has kind of like three key areas. We've spoken about the interception and the innovation. I'd love to know more, and is there anything you can share about the educational part of what you do at the Little Boom Project?
The education part, we usually go out to schools and then we make the learners aware of what they need to do and what happens in the rivers when those litter and waste flows to the oceans. And then we explain to them what we do with the recycling, where we make other stuff from the recycling that we get from the rivers. Yeah, so it's basically speaking, we also went out to communities, but in some communities you can talk, but yeah, then they just do it again.
Yeah, and that remains the challenge, I think, out there, to say it's all good and well, you get to employ people and clean up and make a difference. But I think in a perfect world, we really want no litter in the rivers as well to reach the oceans. And I think somebody mentioned to me, Jihad, there's no such a thing as away. Everything goes in a circle. Even if you throw it away, it might be out of your hands, but it's not away. It's landed up somewhere else.
Yes, that's very true. For some people, also, the river is the easiest thing to dump in. Like, why do I need to go so far if the river is just here? I'll just dump my bin here. We get weird stuff. We get beds. We get windy houses.
In the river?
Dogs.
Yes. Windy house in the goodness. Okay, what else?
A full windy house. Beds, shoes, thick jackets.
Goodness.
Dogs, cats, you name it.
Yeah, that must be quite something. It's one thing going out there saying we're going to try and clean the plastic, but there's a lot of other stuff out there as well. So I'm speaking to Jihad Jacobs. He's the ops manager at the Litter Boom Project. Thanks for the hard work that you guys are doing. I'm looking at some of the pictures that you guys have that you're sharing, and to see how hard you guys have to work and how much mess is there. What is your dream as a Capetonian, and you're looking at the things there that are very wrong in this niche that you've been sharing with me this morning? What would you love to see change?
I would love to see majority of the people do recycling and not illegal dump, and actually waiting for their bins to be collected instead of them just doing their own thing. And I would love to, like in a community, if they want to dump, there need to be a section that needs to be created for them to dump. So it can be monitored, obviously, instead of throwing it in the river.
Yeah, so it is really about that education, and that's exactly what you guys are doing. So you must just keep on, I guess. You know, sometimes it takes 2 or 3 or 4 or 10 or 20 times for somebody to really hear till the message really gets home and change comes. But thanks for hanging out with me this morning, Jihad. Appreciate that for the work that you and your colleagues are doing out there at the Litterboom Project. Well done. 275,000 kilos just out of one river in the last 9 months. So something needs to change upriver. But grateful to all the men and women who are not only the Litterboom Project, others like them, those doing beach cleanups. Everybody is helping and everything does make a difference. But really, it starts with a change of heart and of mind upstream. And hopefully the message will drop at some point. Jihad, thanks for your time this morning. And thanks for your passion and for all the great work that you guys are doing.
Thanks, Brad, man. Thanks.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.